In 1513, Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon landed on Florida's shore, beginning a cultural relationship between Spain and Florida that will be commemorated throughout the state on its 500th anniversary in 2013. This moment in Florida history features Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, Adam Putnam.
The cracker horse is a living link to Florida's Spanish history. Its ancestors were brought to Florida by Spanish explorers and colonists in the 16th and 17th centuries. The Spanish horses escaped or were abandoned when early settlements failed, and thousands of them roamed the Florida wilderness. Native Americans made good use of the wild horses, often amassing large herds. In the early 19th century, pioneering cowmen moving into Florida began using the horses to work the wild cattle. The loud crack of the cowman's whip gave the horses, the cattle, and the cowmen the name Cracker. Cracker horses were perfectly suited to herd and drive the free-roaming cattle that were rounded up and driven to market once or twice a year. Small and agile, Cracker horses moved easily through the thick palmetto scrub, and after hundreds of years in Florida, they were well acclimated to the heat and humidity. The Florida Cracker horse is rare today, but we are working to preserve the breed. This tough little horse is valued not only for its historical significance, but also for its endurance, agility, spirit, and willingness to work.